Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And in the studio joining us today is MJ Holt. She's the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal. Welcome.
Hi, everybody. It's been so long. Thank you for having me back.
You are welcome. And we're going to find out a little bit about thermal imaging. Also joining us today is Cindy Schoonmaker from Whole Foods of Oxnard. If you haven't ever walked in that store, let me tell you, oh my God, it's like a treat.
It is, but it's not only is it like a market with so many organic options, they'll prepare your food for you.
I know.
Oh, I was going to ask that question. Does that Whole Foods do that for you? Like
yes,
a burger that you want or
oh
whatever?
My God. Oh, if you're having a party at home, you just go pick out your food. You go, I want it medium rare. And then you come back and pick it up. It's all ready. And you act like you just did it out of perfection. So
that's right.
I love it. We have a great show for you today. And of course, we have so many things that we're giving away. And I'm just going to start off with a little motivation. Happiness is not a state to arrive at, but a manner of traveling. So with that, you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you that we are here from 6 to 8. I hope that you join us for our earlier show. And then we are here later from 2 to 3. And if you listen and you miss any part of it, you can always download our shows on our podcast.
If you have a smartphone, just go to podcast and then download the Kim Pagano Show, and you can take us wherever you're going.
There you go. Ooh. Or you can go to our website, and that is KimPaganoShow.com. All of our shows are there. Also, follow us on Facebook and Twitter and stay connected. We've got more things to win right there. So if you don't win on our show, go and like our show and share it, and that enters you also into it. Also, our newsletter.
Our newsletter, definitely. Kim and I both blog on it, so you sort of learn a little bit more about us. But most importantly, you learn about all of our guests that we have on the show. If you miss something, where to find their book, want to know a little bit more about them, you can get all that information. And also, we are the calendar for the 805. So anything that's going on, we know about it, and we can help you find out more about it, or you can win tickets.
There you go. All right. Well, we've got some amazing things that we're giving away. And again, all you have to do is call up, leave us your name and your number. We want to hear from every one of you. I mean, we're just our callers are going off the chart, but that's okay because we want to hear from everybody. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Tom, you want to talk about them?
Oh, we have some great prizes here, starting off with the food. How about to each of these restaurants a $25 gift certificate from Kim? Paul Martin's, Lure Fish House, BJ's Restaurant, Famous Dave's, along with At the Lazy Dog Cafe. Now, we also have Pete's Breakfast House, restaurant gift card there, and $15 at the Midtown Cafe. Also for the kids, how about a free kids meal at The Habit? Everybody loves The Habit. Then we move on over to comedy, August 5th, featuring Jason Love. This is at the Westlake Village Twin, presenting Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night. The 5th through the 16th of August, Ventura County Fair. It comes into town. A country fair with ocean air. You know where it is, right on the coast, Seaside Park. Going to be a blast. August 6th through the 15th, educational program for the Rubicon Theater Company, West Side Story. It's going to be happening there, award-winning adaptation. Then we have the Surf and Suds Beer Festival in Carpinteria, and that runs from about 11:30 to 5 on August 15th. Going to Camarillo, fly over Camarillo at the airport. It's Wings Over Camarillo air show admission tickets. August 27th in Thousand Oaks, we're back to the Brew Fest. We heard from the Kiwanis Club earlier, and we are going to be giving away tickets to that. Finally, three big concerts in Thousand Oaks once again. Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo, and that is on August 7th. August 13th brings us Chris Isaak. Then September 25th, a huge, huge show. The Beach Boys, all at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza.
All right. Well, let's just start off with, in fact, MJ was just telling me she wants to give something away, and then we're going to find out a little bit more about it. But again, our phone number is 805-419-0008. What are you giving away?
To the very first caller, I want to give a free face image and a spot image.
Ooh, okay.
The spot image is a $50 value and comes with a report from the doctor.
So if anybody is kind of maybe not feeling so well, or what exactly is that?
Oh, don't wait for symptoms.
Right.
Just come see what's going on right now. The biggest feedback I get right now is people are afraid to stand in front of the camera.
Oh.
Believe me, I empathize and sympathize with that.
But better safe than sorry, right?
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
The early detection
is... Well, that's the thing. We caught my mother's breast cancer before it actually turned to breast cancer. Because remember, ladies, it doesn't start in the breast. I'm doing breast and prostate exams, health exams, full body screenings, spot images, athletic reports, whatever anybody needs, wants, or desires.
All right. Give us a call at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, so that you can get your face and your spot image with MJ Holt. That is Thermal Imaging of SoCal. So tell us a little bit about what you do, who you are, for our listeners that are just tuning in with us right now.
Sure. I started out as a massage therapist, actually a background in sales before that. And I was working one day as a massage therapist at a conference, and the booth across from me was thermal imaging, and I was more than inspired.
Yeah.
Just, it gravitated to me. It made sense. I understood a lot of what I was already seeing before the doctor even opened his mouth to give, you know, that person in front of the camera the information. So I asked about the business, and here I am. I've been doing it for a year. I love it, love it, love it. And know that 80% of my job is education, like we're doing here today.
There you go.
So ahead. I have a question. So the whole idea of detecting breast cancer before it is breast cancer, that I could see could make some people nervous. So let's go back to something. Let's also look at what thermal imaging can do. That's not quite the scary words.
The, like, scary,
does that
part,
make sense?
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, when I stood in front of the camera, I saw that my digestion was congested. My colon was just red hot, inflamed on the camera, which then tells me that I need to clean out my gallbladder. No one ever told me to do that before. So I attempted to do what the doctor gave me, but wow, that's a little intense, I'll be honest about it. And I didn't have all that time to take off work, like the 4 days I needed. So I went to the store and I got a package of it from, I don't know where I was,
Whole
Sprouts
Foods
or Whole
something.
Fields or Trader Joe's or somewhere, you know, and it's just tablets you take in the morning and in the evening. And, you know, my theory is something is better than nothing.
There you go.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know, I actually met MJ over at one of the health fairs, and I was really inspired to wonder what this was all about. So she actually did the face on me, and it was interesting because she told me that my liver needed cleaning out. And so I was like, oh, okay, what do
Kim
I do?
Kim just got a boat, so there's always cocktails on the boat.
No, I'm kidding. Right, and it was really interesting. Everyone that day, they were really surprised doing the face imaging because they were so surprised what I could see or what was being shown through just looking at the face. There's so much information just on the face. We're reading it as reflexology.
Right, so tell us.
So what we saw under Kim's eyes, you know, around the eyes was red, which tells us that's, you know, liver, colon, you know, lower digestion. And it showed red, which means inflammation, telling us that her liver wasn't very happy and to drink a whole lot more water and clean it out a little bit.
And I feel like this is information sort of like your car. It's a tune-up. Maybe you don't know there's something wrong, but when you take it for new oil and a tune-up, it just runs better.
Yes, it does. And so this is just showing you what's going on in your body right now so that you can take some actionary steps that are, you know, low invasive, you know, very calm on your body, easy to do. You know, a simple digestive cleanse, like a master cleanse, is very easy to do. Just, you know, kind of every once in a while or everyday things to just keep our body functioning at its optimal, giving it the opportunity to do so.
Now, how long has imaging been around, thermal imaging?
Well, thermal imaging, as we know it today, was approved by the FDA in 1982. But back in the late 1500s, Galileo was smearing mud all over people's bodies to see what dried faster and stayed wet longer.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yes, the drying faster probably meant inflammation because it was hot. And the spots that stayed moist, probably a lack of flow. Like if we put it on my face, we would see some hot over on the right side from the tooth that had to come out that's still working on it. And I have a deviated septum on the left side, so that left side of my nose would probably stay moist, along with the bottom right side of my jaw from surgeries, lack of flow. And on the right side, probably would dry faster. There's a little inflammation going on still with where the tooth came out in the lymphatic.
So is it the heat that you're seeing, or is it the lack of, or the inflammation?
Well, what thermal imaging is reading, its technology, is reading our sympathetic nervous system, which is our nervous system in our body that tells us where we have pain or where there's a problem. It's the messaging center. And it's right under the skin with the veins and a lot of the nerves and other, you know, lymphatic and a bunch of stuff that's just right underneath the skin. And so thermal imaging is reading the sympathetic nervous system of the body.
Wow, so interesting.
So you and I were talking earlier about that your scan machine is mobile.
It is.
And that you had gone to an office as a sort of a team building event. You had done a facial scan of all of the people in the office. Tell our listeners about that, because I think that's a great incentive for
people.
You know,
we need to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about that, because
great.
I think that's so good.
I mean, I think it's a great idea.
I think it's
idea.
Something like an employer should do for their whole team. And,
absolutely.
You know, it's interesting. At my women's group, I was talking about, you know, there was a lady there that her doctor, she makes her work out. She said she can't do anything, you know, like any racing or any that she like protects their employees. And I think this is something that could really help out. So again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with MJ Holt. We're talking about thermal imaging of SoCal. I'm telling you, it's something that is non-invasive and you can do it. We've got imaging of the face and a spot image right now at 805-419-0008. Also, we've got Ventura County Fair tickets, and that's starting up August 5th through the 16th. It's that time again, and we've got tickets for you. Give us a call, 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. We have lots and lots of giveaways. In fact, I'm going to do a double giveaway right now. We've got Wings Over Camarillo Air Show that's coming up. That is August 22nd and 23rd. I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss the show. They've got some incredible guests that are going to be there. And 805-419-0008. Also, August 5th, we've got Westlake Village Twin Presents Laugh Out Loud with Jason Love. We've got tickets for you, and the phone number here is 805-419-0008. We're talking with MJ Holt. We're talking about thermal imaging of SoCal, and we're going to find out a little bit more about how you can do and what it really, how it works and how it's so non-invasive. But not only that, how you can probably bring it back into some of your offices and really help all of your employees, and maybe you can actually keep them a little longer, you know, and make sure that they're being taken care of. I know you want to do a shout out, right?
I do. You know, once you go to thermal imaging, and they can definitely see any type of tooth problems that you have that are starting, I want to tell everyone to head on over to Dr. David, because he's a holistic dentist that is here in the 805, and I love him. I love everything that he's doing. It's alternative dental care, which is really important for kids when they're first starting out, because they get those cavities. He has a lot of information on filling them, not filling them, and he definitely doesn't use the silver. But then also for us as adults, we are full of that silver. So he can get that taken out for you, and he uses all holistic things. Really someone to go talk to, Dr. David, and he's at 805-375-2233. Request an appointment with him and find out all of your options before you start filling your mouth with things that you don't really want to have in there.
And you don't realize, because all that stuff that you put in there really comes back to really haunt your body.
And also, it looks better when you can get that silver all out of your mouth.
There you go.
For no other reason, for beauty.
There you go. Right. Okay. MJ, tell us.
I love Dr. David. He's wonderful.
Great.
He really is amazing. Yeah. Yes, yeah, yes.
Yeah. So, and again, you know, it's really like, why not take that, you better, you know, that extra step on yourself of trying to, you know, invest in yourself.
Well, and here's the thing, even if you go to Dr. David or even your regular, you know, your own dentist, inflammation doesn't show up on X-ray, but it does show up on thermal imaging. You're going to go to your dentist because your tooth is bothering you. He's going to take an X-ray. She's going to take an X-ray. And they're going to say, we don't see anything. Meanwhile, you're sitting there with a toothache. And are you on soft foods? No hot or cold? Are you drinking everything with a straw? My gosh, how annoying.
Right.
So much is found in the mouth. I mean, I've hundreds of images, and only one person so far did not have any inflammation in her mouth. But I'll tell you, she spends hours a day with a laser on every single tooth to keep her mouth healthy.
Really?
When we can do a simple thing, that's what she needs to do, but do a very simple thing of oil pulling. You take an oil like coconut oil or flaxseed oil and you swish it around in your mouth for 1 to 3 minutes. I spit out the first two and then I swallow the third one. I know what I put in my mouth. I'm a healthy omnivore, so I'm eating meat and vegetables and all sorts of different things. So I know what's going on in my mouth. So I spit that first one out Just swish it around in your mouth. What it's doing is it's pulling out the bacteria out of your mouth.
Wow, that's interesting.
And with thermal imaging, you can see when you stand in front of that camera, if you have inflammation in your teeth and it travels through your lymphatic system, down your neck, branching out across your breasts. Women, we get congested from our bra. It stops at the breast. Oh, for those people who are anxious, you know, and holding their stomach all the time, that's where the lymphatic might get congested and show a problem. Or a lot of men are sitting down these days. And where does it get congested? Down at the testes and the prostate. So if we can start at our mouth to prevent things from going down further through our lymphatic system, we're all going to feel a little healthier.
That makes so much sense.
So
it
much
really
sense.
Does. So, MJ, when you go into an office and, you know, obviously, you know, there is a procedure that you would take your clothes off, but even just doing,
just
if they
the
just did
yeah.
their face, how effective would that start off with?
Oh, it's enormous because, again, we can see the whole entire body is patterned on the face.
In, oh, really?
Like reflexology, just like our hands, our feet, our face, our ears. So anyone who knows about reflexology, or if you want to Google that, you'll understand and can see where the body parts are mapped out on the body. So we can see, like I said, the whole body on the face, and we can see, like we did with you, Kim, you know, your liver was a little inflamed. There's so much to see just on the face.
And
we can see digestion, we can see thyroid, we can see headaches, we can see TMJ. There's so much.
Everybody should do this.
Everybody should.
Everybody.
And also, I think it's important to remind people, when you see these things like a liver that needs to be cleansed or a gallbladder, these are easy things to fix. You know, it's
super
easy. Yeah, it kind of freaked me out a little bit when you said
yeah.
that. I was like, what's wrong with me? You
right,
know?
You're ready to take yourself to the hospital.
But it's really like a warning, right?
Right. These are early warning signs.
It's like your oil changed.
Right, exactly. You don't necessarily feel any symptoms, but there are things going in the body, just like your car and the oil change. You don't see that your oil is getting dirty because it's in the engine underneath the hood, kind of like underneath our skin in our body. You do have to clean it out every once in a while, just like changing your oil. We change our tires. We wash our clothes. It's really important to take care of our body.
I love it. Again, I know you're at a new location too, right?
I am. 28720 Roadside Drive, suite number 335, Agora Hills, 91301, in the Newmont Center for Balanced Living. I share the office with Nick and Audrey Newmont. Wonderful, wonderful people. And everyone's loving my new office.
I love it. Isn't that fun? I just moved into a new suite.
I love your new
suite.
I love that concept.
Isn't it cool?
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
It just kind of changes the way you even think and the way you go about business. I'm much more calm in there. It's easier. The table, because I'm also a massage therapist and a healer, that stays set up.
What does that mean, a healer? I always say, you know, can we talk about that for a second?
Just for a second, sure. The modality that I do is called touching the light, and it works with every aspect of your body, bringing it back into universal rhythm. So imagine you had a musical instrument. It gets out of tune. We're just tuning it up.
So what do you do? If we came in, you know, and we wanted a tune-up, right?
That's
right, as you're saying, you know?
Sure. Dealing with chakras and the other aspects of your body, we have a physical body, we have a mental body, we have an emotional body, we have causal bodies, we have a soul body, and we have, you know, causal bodies and a soul body. And I work with each aspect of that. And then what might sound a little strange to some people is I'm actually able to go in and I actually do see your organs, your blood vessels. I actually ride a blood vessel like a surfboard and make it really fun. Just to see how the flow is going. Is the kundalini energy flowing, allowing all your chakras to communicate and connecting you with whatever source you call, the God, the, you know, whatever source, the higher power, whatever, you know, you call it. And everyone walks out of there feeling better.
Wow.
I mean, there is a questionnaire. What do you want to get out of this session? What complaints do you have in those, you know, in those different bodies, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually? And maybe there's nothing. But maybe you just want to tune up. Maybe you're just guided somehow to just know that there's just something.
That you need a massage.
You know what? But there is something magical about massages.
Oh,
I'm like, you know, but how do we know if we're in balance and how do we know if we're out of balance? I mean, I know personally when I'm doing hair and I'm in, you know, or I've had a really stressed day and I'm like, oh, I just need to like kind of detox from.
Well, in relation to a healing session or relation into a massage?
Well, give each one.
Oh, well, to a massage, we usually have aches and pains or we do a repetitive action. You know, I'm a massage therapist, so every day I'm using my whole entire body. I'll tell you, my glutes and my quads want a massage just about every day, along with my forearms and my hands. So, of course, in my shoulders, everything else. You do hair, so I know for you that's going to be all upper body and your feet, which, of course, then dominoes through the body to the low back, and then your hips bother you. So being, you know, for years being a massage therapist.
As she's saying it, I'm like, okay.
I know, me too.
I'm looking at her hands.
I'm like, I bet she does do an amazing massage.
Well, and 2 days a week, I work at a chiropractic clinic. And for a little while, they were saying, you know, MJ, you're talking just a little too much. Well, I was doing that because I know I put people in a kind of a tranced state, and they've got to get off that table fairly quickly, get dressed, and then go see the chiropractor. So I stopped doing the little bit of the chatting I was doing and not talking at all. All right, so they were walking out like zombies, and the doctor was asking them questions, and they couldn't even think of the logical, cognitive, answer because I turned them into jello.
Well, that's so true because I can't just go from one appointment. I mean, I have to like plan my whole day out and done.
Right. So what I started doing is I'm pretty quiet most of the time. And then when I roll you over and then when I finish with the neck and the shoulders, I just start a little bit of quiet, peaceful chatting. How's your body feeling? Just kind of bring you back into your body so that you can get up, go to your next thing, which is the chiropractor, and then get in your car and drive to your next thing in life.
God, are we like so
I know,
relaxed?
Right? Just talking about
I know,
it.
If you're driving right now, be really careful.
Yes.
Because, you know, yeah. But you know what? I really think it's so important to massage your body, isn't it?
It is. It is. I know that when I'm really taking care of myself, that means I'm getting a massage every single week. But that's because I do massage all week long, along with thermal imaging. You know, I'm doing lots of different things. And my body needs it.
You know what's so funny? As you said, when I'm waking you up and turning you over, I'm like, why do you have to wake me up?
Can I just sit in this quiet room with the music?
Oh, no, you're face down. I finished up and I tap you on the shoulder gently and say, hey, whenever you're ready, scoot down, roll over onto your back. Whenever you're ready, take a deep breath.
But you have to do my back and my front. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, and I start everyone face down because our sinuses get congested and we get wrinkles on our face. And so
for the most part,
98% of the time, I start you guys face down so that I can turn you over. The sinus fluid can go back where it belongs.
That's a great
idea.
The
wrinkles go away from your face.
What's weird?
You're a little more awake and...
You might know the answer to this. This is kind of about the sinuses. You know when you lay at the beach on your stomach and it hurts your head?
Because you have to turn your face. You're turning like I call it belly surfing. For people who sleep on their stomach, it's belly surfing.
You're supposed to make a pillow out of the sand.
I know.
But it's horrible for your neck. You know, you have to think about your spine. Your neck, your cervical spine is the only part of your body that doesn't have ribs and organs to help, you know, keep it together.
Support it.
Your poor little neck, or long neck, if whoever you're looking at, is being held, you know, is holding up your head. And so turning to your side for a length of time puts stress on your spine.
Oh, wow. That's true.
MJ, this is so, I mean, all of these things are so important that we need to do. One, I mean, it's like, let's see.
Yes.
If you want to just go in for a massage or a healing and then find out about thermal imaging, but that's all three things that I'm telling you, you should definitely go and check MJ out.
Thank you.
Give everybody your phone number.
I'm at 310-463-2318. That's 310-463-2318.
There you go. She's also in all of our newsletters, so definitely check her out. I'm telling you, she's got magical hands, and this is something that's going to help you, and it's just a better way. And also, if you have a business or something that you want to kind of do something different for your employees.
Oh, that's easy. You know, like they met their quota for the month or for the year, and you want to do something a little extra, have me come in and just do face images for them, and they can just find out what's going on right now, and I can give them something to go home with.
There you go. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Cindy, and we're going to be finding out a little bit about Whole Foods, and that is the one over at the collections, if you haven't walked in. I mean, they're all
amazing,
but I'm telling
you, gorgeous. Yes.
They've done an amazing job over there. I want to give something away. How about some more Ventura County Fair tickets? We've got that also. It's starting from August 5th through the 16th. Every day means something different there, and we'd love to share that with you. Also, you can tune in to our Facebook and win tickets there, too. I'm going to do that right now. Ventura Fair tickets, a couple pairs, 805-419-0008. We've also got Pete's Breakfast House. How about that? 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way.
When it comes to traditions, Somewhat's Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Brighter Side of Life. And I am so excited. Cindy Schoonmaker. Yay, I finally got it right. I know, from Whole Foods of Oxnard. We were just talking about how beautiful it is over there. And Beck O'Neill is here. They're going to be talking about one of my favorites. You know, it's so funny. Wine is so, you know, going on. Everybody's doing that. But I kind of like the beer.
I love to drink beer when it's hot and light outside.
Yeah.
And this is the perfect time for that.
There you go. So we're going to talk about a beer. And welcome in. I'm so glad that you are both here. And, of course, one of my favorite places, Whole Foods of Oxnard. Welcome. And, again, we want to do a giveaway right now. I'm going to start off with, we've got, actually, talking about beer, we've got August 15th, we've got Surf and Suds Beer Festival in Carpinteria. Are you guys going to be a part of that? I don't know if you are.
I'm going to attend.
It's really fun. Good for you. It's a really fun event.
Yeah, it is.
A great time.
They were out here for the first time. We were part of that. This one is 11:30 to 5. Actually, we were just up there for dinner the last week. It's not that far. It's so quick.
Oh, it is.
And
it's really quick.
Anyways, I love it out there. I just love the beach area. I'm telling you, it's so much fun. Anyways, we've got tickets for you. Give us a call at 805-419-0008. And as I'm just saying that, you know what? I'm going to throw in another pair of tickets to August 27th, Thousand Oaks 4th. Annual Brew Fest, and that is by Kiwanis. We're talking about beer, I told you.
That's right.
It always just works out. I love shows like this. So we've got tickets. All you have to do is give us a call, leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. Also, you can also go on Facebook, and we've got lots of stuff that we're giving away there. Like our show, share us with everybody, and also make sure you leave us your email so that you can get on our newsletter that goes
Absolutely.
Out every week.
Absolutely, and that's really fun. We blog on. We We do blogs, Kim and I do, and then it also tells what's going on in the 805, which is great. And then I wanted to quickly shout out to Camrio Yoga Center.
Oh.
All of our, everyone we have on the show, it always comes down to yoga and meditation. And Camrio Yoga Center is a great place to do that. And they have some sessions starting up. So check out their website at www.learnmindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. It's a great location. And you
She's
can learn so,
so
much
good.
About yourself and how to relax and find your inner spirit.
There you go. All right. Well, again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, we want to say thank you so much for sharing your morning with us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're all about the 805. And we've got Cindy Schoonmaker and Beck O'Neill. Welcome. Tell us a little bit
Hello.
About yourself.
Yeah, so it's nice to get out that cold beer aisle for a little bit. I don't know if people have been to the Whole Foods aisle, the beer section. We have over 70 feet of beer, don't we, Cindy? It is quite extensive. Anyway, so it's nice to be down here today. But yeah, so the accent's a bit of a giveaway.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. How long have you been out here?
Not that long, you know, about 18 months.
Oh, wow. So what do you think of us all out here?
Oh, you know, everyone's a little more tan than me, but you know, it's not too much difference. But no, it's lovely. I don't live too far away, and you know, I'm very settled.
Well, you're at the most beautiful store.
I know.
Absolutely.
I hope all the other Whole Foods aren't listening, right? No.
Oh, they know.
They know? Okay.
They know totally that we're the most beautiful store.
I'm
they say
you.
When they walk in.
Well, you know, I was in Austin and I went to their location there, which is huge. It's like, I think it's at the main.
You went to the Lamar store?
Yes. In Austin. So then when I came out to, when I was there visiting, and then when this store opened, I texted my friend that lives in Austin and I said, we have a Whole Foods just like yours. Because it's such a great
location.
It's
like an experience.
Oh, yeah. It is. Absolutely.
It's an experience. I have to tell you. I mean, just the flowers and just the and the restaurant and the,
everything.
And we were just talking about in our earlier show, you could go there and have a whole dinner and then get your meat, have it cooked for you, and then bring it back home. And it's like you did it all, right?
We do
I
it all.
I love that.
And get your beer. Don't forget your beer.
Oh, yeah.
Your beer.
I know.
So I'm really excited to talk about what's popular, but there's so much talk about craft beer.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean exactly? Is, you know, because a lot of people are making it in their garages, right? And
right.
I mean, we were at that, what did I just say? Because we were there, this Surf and Suds. There was so much craft beer there. And so, of course, you get to taste each one. And it was, you know, some had spices in it, some had.
Right.
Tell us a little bit, educate us.
So, craft beer, as I see it, there's different definitions for it going around, but I see it as like artisanal beer.
Ooh,
basically.
Yeah.
Something that's really had that love put into it, and they care from the first drop of the grain to the glass. That is, you know, it's almost.
Did she just say that so
I know, right? It sounds so
oh
beautiful.
My God, that's like beautiful, like you cooked your beer, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's. People forget that beer is very agricultural. You know, the four main ingredients, water, hops, malts, and yeast, you know, straight from the, you know, people's gardens and you know, from hop fields and things like that. And with that, you can do hundreds of things. And that's what's happening right now. People are realizing that they can do that from their own garage. And it's a wonderful thing. So with that, you know, you can run anywhere with it. And people are just getting a super good taste for it. And people really like to support, you know, these small guys that are doing these big things and getting a big name for themselves. And yeah, it's a very exciting time, especially here in California.
Yeah. Now in London, is it as exciting?
It's getting there.
Okay.
Prior to moving here, I worked for a large craft brewery over there. And they inspired a lot of the small guys to really come out of their shell because, you know, a lot of people think, oh, English, they love their beer, and which we do. But,
right.
You know, it's been kind of the same for a little while. You know, there's not been a lot of change. You know, same people drinking it, you know, not much going on. And then it's in the last, say, 5 years, things are just booming. And now we actually have a lot of California, especially San Diego breweries, actually shipping their beer out there.
Oh, really?
I've seen
fascinating.
Some breweries local to San Diego. I used to serve in the bar in the craft beer industry over there. So, yeah,
that's
people
amazing.
Are really trying to tap into that market. So beer is getting worldwide now.
So I have a question. What is an IPA? Is that like a type of beer? Is that a craft beer? Explain that
to me.
It's
a craft beer. Craft beer is like the biggest umbrella.
Okay.
The only thing it doesn't include is kind of the commodity stuff, you know, the kind of stuff, you know, that it's kind of like, you know, like Bud Light and stuff like that, that being and Coors and stuff that are kind of these big chains, but you know, people want to really home it into, you know, brewers and like local people and people who really care about the ingredients that they use. And so IPA is actually a style of beer. It's called India Pale Ale.
It's a pale ale, is that what you said?
It is, yeah.
So does that mean it's a light one?
It is,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But the India that added to it, it means it's a relative more hoppier than a pale ale. It gets a little confusing, I know, but stay with me on this.
I like the pale as opposed to the dark. What do you, you probably like the dark, of course. I figured too.
I do, isn't that funny? I do, I love the taste of dark beer.
Yeah, yeah. They get that chocolate.
And you're going to appreciate this of all people, and I don't know if my listeners out there, I love a Shandy.
Okay,
I'm telling you, Cindy, do you know what a Shandy is?
No, I don't. I'm a wino.
Okay, so it's actually, now some people have it with 7-Up and some people have it with lemonade.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is where a whole different cultural thing comes into it, which is English lemonade, because English and lemonade, the only way I can really describe it to people is it's kind of like 7-Up without the lime flavor.
Yeah.
So it's white, it's clear, it's
busy. Amazing. So I always go into restaurants and I go, I'll have a Shandy. And they're like, okay, teach me what you want. So I, you know, and so I'm always teaching. My whole family's from England. And
right.
So, yeah. So I was like, I figured out what exactly I like, you know.
Yeah. So to have it with the traditional American style lemonade is a little unusual to me, but whatever does it for
whatever
you.
Whatever floats
your boat. As long as you're drinking beer, it's all good.
All right. I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us right now. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Cindy Schoonmaker and Beck O'Neill. They are from Whole Foods of Oxnard. And so, you know, just a question, how did you start really loving beer?
Through America, basically. I know it sounds, but like I was talking about how, you know, the Britishness and how it's, you know, it's the same people drinking it. It tends to be, you know, the dads and then the lads. And, you know, it's not really, you know, there's not much else going on. And then it was when I first came to the States in 2011, to visit a friend, and you know, someone brought over a 6-pack of I think it was a beer from Colorado, and I was like, this is really good.
I love
it.
Is that
funny?
Why does this taste like nothing I've had before? And it just rolled from there. And as I was traveling the States, went to up to Oregon, through to Texas, and everywhere I went I had a different beer, and I was just like, how is there so many and how have I not stumbled upon this before? And it was just a revelation to me. And when I got back, I pretty much just expressed all my love for this beer to this brewery, and they're like, okay, you're hired. And then here I am, you know, 4 years later, I'm a certified like beer server, part of the Cicerone program, you know, I'm the beer specialist at Whole Foods, and everything's just kind of exploded.
Isn't that,
from there.
We were talking about how life just makes it happen.
Isn't
for
that,
you.
Yeah,
I,
what
I
a great
it.
Adventure.
You
yeah.
know, we're going to take a really quick break, and we're going to find out all the different beers that Whole Foods has, because, oh my God, are you ready for this?
We've got an hour or two.
That's right.
There you go. All right, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We want to do something fun and give away more things. And we've got, how about Famous Dave's and Lazy Dog Cafe, which are right there in the collection. And we've got tickets for you, gift certificates. So give us a call right now at 805-419-0008. Also, we've got, how about Rubicon, one of my favorite little places out here, theaters, and we've got tickets for you. Give us a call at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
DeVoe Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We've got Cindy Schoonmaker here and Beck O'Neill, and we are talking about Whole Foods of Oxnard. I know you have like tons of events before we get back with our beer and find out all the amazing things that you have there. But, and I know when you brought something in to give away to our listeners.
I did. I brought a goodie bag, and we can't actually give away alcohol.
Darn it. You should just buy it.
I know, right?
But so I thought the next best thing is I brought a bag full of stuff that goes with beer.
Ooh,
so
yummy,
we have
yummy.
Nuts, cheese, salami, pretzels, mustard, some nice German mustard, popcorn, all the salty treats that go with the beer.
Oh my God,
oh,
isn't that
great.
The best? Like have a little picnic or a little,
Sometimes you forget to buy what goes with your beer. You just go in to get your beer.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
Cindy, I know you wanted to talk about some of the events that are going on, and then we'll come back and really just kind of hone in on our beer.
So. Okay. So for August, it's a little bit of a slower month because a lot of people are on vacation. Then, of course, it's back to school, and that starts, you know, mid-August, all the schools in the area. But I still have some things going on. We have a Meet Your Winemaker. I know we're talking about beer.
Oh.
But we do have Foley Family Farms is coming on August 7th, which is a Friday, and they're going to do a free tasting of their delicious Pinot Noirs and Chardonnays.
Nice.
So that'll be fun. It's right outside Bar Rincon. And then we have a huge 3-day supplement sale that's in our whole body department, August 14th through 16th. And that is where everything, all the supplements, protein, all that stuff goes on sale for 25% off.
Oh my gosh.
So, you know,
huge.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to bring somebody in to talk about that. Maybe we could do that before
that would be great.
That is like my passion.
Yes,
you know, would love that.
Yep.
Not that I don't like our beer over here, you know. I could be a little, have a beer and take care of yourself, right?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And then we did a really cool event the other day, and we're going to do it again in August. We partnered with the Painted Cabernet, which is in the collection.
I've been there.
Yeah.
I loved it.
So
fun.
We take a little bit smaller intimate group of 12, and then we serve them wine. We have a wine. Yeah, we have a wine person there, and then we pair it with cheese and fruit, and then you paint this glorious picture. So you unleash the inner artist. So.
That's really fun too. Yeah. That would be a great event to go to.
People went nuts. They loved it. It sells out every time.
Sign me up.
Yeah, it's going to be either the 17th or the 24th. We're still dialing in the day.
Okay.
And then one last class. I do have a food demo on Thursday, August 20th, and that's healthy eating with Tanya, the holistic mermaid.
Ooh.
So yeah,
she needs to come on our show too.
That's right.
Yeah,
love
she's
that.
Awesome. She's got a nutrition degree, and she's pretty amazing. So she's going to be doing some fun stuff. So
always something. Love it. Do you guys have a website where everybody can find all those things out?
We do. We have. You can go to WholeFoodsMarket.com and find the Oxnard store. You can go to our Facebook page, or you can come into the store and pick up a calendar, which will be available starting this weekend. So,
Lots
of good stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, back over to Beck O'Neill. And what are all the things did you have to get like schooled for beer and everything? I think that's so cool.
It's kind of, you know, beer is, you know, becoming as, you know, knowledgeable as wine. And, you know, people in the beer industry don't want it to be separated, you know. Wine is, you know, one that has all the education, and people, you know, are, you know, people buy higher end wines. You know, we want beer to be the same thing.
Just I love it.
Love,
I love
and care
that.
Goes into it. Yeah.
So what are you then? What is exactly
I am
called?
A certified beer server, which is like level one of the Cicerone program. Cicerone is kind of the beer version of sommelier.
Oh, okay.
Basically, I've been studying for my level two. Level two is where you're a certified Cicerone. It's a little more complicated. You have to actually go into an examination. You have a tasting palate. You have to be able to smell the beer and know what ingredients are
all
in there.
All the different ingredients.
That's amazing.
How hard is it to get the first one?
It's you've got to know about beer. It's
I think
it's
I could do the
hard.
Beer over the wine. I don't know why. I could totally tell the difference in beer. In wine, not so much. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. It's definitely took some studying. Definitely took some tasting. Yeah. But
wow, I'm sorry for you. Yeah.
I got that qualification over 3 years ago now. So I'm still studying for the second one. It's hard work. It's really hard work. But I look forward to it. And, you know, hopefully in the next year I can sit the exam.
Nail
I can
it down.
Get down
yeah.
in Long Beach and
So get tell us about, okay, so what, let's just start off with, what's your favorite beer?
My favorite beer right now, I'm really into sour beers. Now this is
sour. Oh my gosh. Okay, what's a name? I'm going to write this down. Sour beer. What kind of sour beer?
Well, there's so many styles. This is where it kind of, again, sour beer is umbrella in itself. And from that, you have German styles, Belgian styles, American breweries trying to imitate those styles. And the great thing about those, a lot of people like to put fruits in them. And I am a fruit lover. So a lot of them mangoes in them, peaches in them, and they just
us a couple names that we could find over at Whole Foods.
So we are very proud of our Belgian section.
Okay.
We have a very extensive selection. You know, we have a lot of European and international beers, actually, a very big selection. And one of my favorites is a beer called Duchess de Bourgogne.
Okay, say that five times, right? Wow.
It is a Flanders red style. So it's very dark. It's like a tart red wine. When you pour it, people buy it and they don't even realize it's beer. They're like,
I've had some like that. It's really, really good.
And they go, it's weird how this is in the beer section. I'm like, because it's beer.
I had a French beer like that.
Uh-huh.
And I can't remember. I want to say it was called Chamois, but I don't.
Chamois.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was thinking O-I like S. But right.
It has a little gnome on the front.
That was so good. Yeah. I loved that.
That's funny. And that's the thing when people say to me, oh, I'm not really into beer or I don't like beer. And I'm like,
yeah,
there are
so many types.
Now, when is a good time to go to? My husband drinks beer. He loves beer, and he kind of gets, he'll drink the same thing forever and gets burned out on it, and then he'll want something else. And he tries to be like an alcohol drinker or a wine drinker, but he is a beer drinker.
Mm-hmm.
So when is a good time to come to Whole Foods and taste different beers? Is there a better time to do that? Is there tastings? Or
Well, what the wonderful thing about having a Whole Foods that has a bar is there's often things that are on draft that complement what we have in bottles as well.
Oh, okay.
So you can always, you know, have a little splash at the bar. If you like that beer, then you've got the beer to go home
to
with
go
as
home
well.
With. Oh, we need to go
nice.
Over there
do
and
that.
There you go.
I have to ask you, have a little spat?
I know. and look, I didn't even think anything different because I hear that all the time from my parents, right?
I guess that's.
Is that taste?
A little splash?
Yeah,
splash.
A little splat? No, there's none of that in the bar, I hope.
So I know there's so many different beers. If somebody is like just new to drinking beer, what would you start them off with?
I think if people are trying to get into craft beer, a lot of the time people are coming from backgrounds of really light beers that craft industry are trying to take themselves away from, you know, those really watered down beers that people really want to kind of strive against almost. But from that, people have that taste for light beer still, you know, and especially in this weather, I mean, there's never a bad opportunity to drink it. So I would recommend they go for other light beers, but done very artisanally. And I think there's some great local breweries here in the Santa Barbara County and in Ventura County that do really good light beers that we sell. One of them being the Mondo's Cream Ale from Surf Brewery would be a really good one to go for, which is very light, about 5% ABV. You know,
cream ale. That sounds
now.
So good.
A question for you: are those higher in calorie than like your traditional light beer?
Oh, I forgot. She counts.
Well, no,
all
I don't. Know. I don't yes, do that. It's just yeah. that I don't. I sometimes don't want to drink my yeah. dinner. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's sometimes something I struggle with beer. I like it to be a lower calorie beer.
If you're looking for low calories, then you need to look at the ABV because that's what the amount of residual sugars that are left in there.
Okay.
So if you're drinking a 10% beer, you're drinking twice the amount of calories effectively as a 5%. The color and the flavor has nothing to do with it. It's all about the alcohol volume. That's what's going to be calorific.
Okay.
Calorific.
Because sometimes my husband will drink a beer and he'll be like, taste this. I'm like, oh, I'm having a taste, but I cannot drink a whole one because it's just too much for me.
And wine isn't.
Well, you know, that's a thing. I like quantity.
Yeah.
So like, I have to make sure.
The monks did call beer the liquid of bread.
That's right. Exactly.
It is very filling, and there's a lot of malt that goes in there, so it makes complete sense.
Wheat. But now, if it's one that I love, like the Chamonix, is that what you said?
Chimay. Yeah.
That was fine. Uh-huh. I would go with those calories because that was really
and
good.
And I'm looking at the sour beer.
That does.
I know.
And now, are there some spicy like jalapeno type?
I love that too.
Okay.
Tell us about the spicy ones.
We're gonna bring back the three out the liquid lunch.
I know. There you go.
And this is what I mean. This is why beer to me I can never get bored of it because every week we get something new. Almost every day, in fact. We've had beers with ghost peppers. We've had beers with habanero peppers. And if it's a dark beer which has peppers in it, you tend to just it tastes all chocolatey and roasty like you would a stout, and then you just get a kick at the end and it's really good. But with IPAs, with all those hops and crazy hoppy flavors going on in there, when you put something like a habanero in there, it almost like crackle pop. It goes, there's one beer I had, it was a habanero IPA, and I felt like I had dragon's breath afterwards. Like I was like, yeah. I mean, I'm not much of a
spice. See, I like that. I like an experience when I'm going to drink.
Me too.
Not after I drink, but
while you're
drinking
it.
You know?
Yeah, I love
so,
that.
So, I mean, breweries are getting very inventive.
How fun is that? I love it.
Well, I think, too, especially as you get older, you want to have something really good. You're not just drinking it for the effects. You want the taste. You want to enjoy it.
Yeah, we have beers that have coffee. We have a watermelon beer.
You have a coffee beer?
We have lots of coffee beers.
Oh my god! I'm getting
I'm so
excited.
Chocolate beer.
Chocolate beer. We have.
We are at the end of our show. Will you come back?
I know.
Please come back. On.
Yeah. Again, I'm so excited that you both have been here, Cindy Schoon at Maker and Beck O'Neill Whole Foods. Go check out all these amazing beers. Thank you so much for your gift. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Give us a call. Listen to our show from 2 to 3. Again, remember, we're here from 6 to 8 every Saturday. And, of course, we're going to end this show. Self-confidence is the foundation of all great success and achievement. We'll talk to you later. Have a really great rest of your week.
The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. That's learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com.